ESPN 101.7, the team, Jim Villanucci here, along with my very special guest, Chris Moneymaker. I think this is, I know. This is our first big guest, so this is exciting. This is my seventh day doing sports, Chris. So did it, when I say it was a burden, did the first one affect your family life, or was that kind of not going good to begin with, or did it have nothing to do with it?
It had a lot to do with it, to be honest. I mean, I'd quit my old job, where I got sort of let go of my old job after 9/11, where I was a travel.
You were a CPA?
Well, I was an accountant.
Okay, accountant. Okay.
Exam. And my ex didn't like the fact that I was traveling all the time. So definitely it was a choice of either go to poker or not.
So what you're saying is, instead of choosing the most boring job in the world, which is accounting, you could be a professional poker pro and travel the world and be a celebrity, and you chose poker. What's wrong with you, sir?
Well, first of all, there's a lot of accountants that feel differently than what you just said. And you upset a whole generation of people in the workforce. I love my accountant friends. It is the worst job on the planet. Who am I kidding?
Let's be honest. I was an engineer, and it sucked.
Yeah. No, there's nothing fun about being an accountant. Yeah, I mean, honestly, it was never a choice for me. You know, when I went to school, they didn't tell you when you're an accountant that you're not going to make any money. You're going to count other people's money, and they're going to make money. But you don't really count any money, or you don't make any money. That's not something they tell you in school.
In case there's any children listening, I'm not going to say where you guys went after you won, but just tell me, what was the total tab for that evening out?
$25,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
And did you pass out in the airport? Was that a true story?
Yeah, I did. I really don't know how
else to explain it. Yeah, I kept hearing that story that was like, you guys went, and was it true you didn't have the money to pay the tab, so Huck Seed had to come down and give you the money?
Yep, I had no idea who Huck Seed was. Someone in the group did, and, you know, looked him up or called him up and said, hey, you know, I don't know who. Like, Huck Seed, I had no idea who I was. I had no idea who he was. But, you know, obviously, I just won the World Series, and I hadn't had time to give it all away. Obviously, he thought in the first night, so he was able to come down.
$25,000 in a few hours. Nice job, dude. Nice job.
Well, I mean, if you're going to do it, you got to do it right one night.
You made it rain.
If you win the lottery, you get one night to go do whatever the hell you want, right?
Yeah, well, I was it as good as advertised? Was it fun?
I don't remember.
Okay, maybe there was a little bit of a blackout there. And, you know, I've been there. Okay. You've told this story before. You had some problems with sports when you were a young man, but have you stopped doing that?
Well, I found a way, you know, to manage it to where I do it more reasonably.
Okay.
I mean, I used to play for thousands a game, and now I, you know, with no money, now I have money and I can play for a couple hundred a game and still find it interesting and still, you know, it comes with age too. I mean, I was I was 21 years old in college, you know, and I didn't know what money was or responsibility or anything else. So now, you know,
sure.
Wife and three kids and got to have priorities. So, we're able to differentiate, and, you know, I can do what I do without endangering the
sure.
family, essentially.
A couple years ago, when I was living in Vegas and I had a big radio show in Vegas, I went to go play, I think, the seniors tournament in, like, Crazy Eights or one of them tournaments, right? And I saw you in the hallway, and you were all by yourself. And I came up to you, and I said, I don't want to bother you, but I'm a fan. And I said, and I read your book, and I enjoyed your book.
Oh, I remember you now.
And you know how you meet famous people and you say dumb things because you're nervous? I go, I read your book. I really enjoyed your book. And you go, you're the one guy who bought my book. And I said, no, I got it at the library. That was me.
Oh, I think I actually do remember you because you were the only one that ever said, I got it at the library.
True story, too.
It showed your age because no one else knows what a library is.
I got your book at the library. I read it twice and I brought it back. I never paid you a dime.
We need to play some poker. You owe me some cash, obviously.
I try to play with people who aren't as good as me, and I think, you know, game selection is the key to that whole deal, right?
Yeah, but haven't you heard I'm a fish? So.
Sure you are. Hey, I want to thank you for being my first great interview on ESPN. You really made my day, sir.
Thank you very much, and congratulations. I'm glad I was your first, and now you get your first paycheck. Life's good.
It's getting better every day, my friend. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thanks.
All
Take
right.
care.
Professional poker player Chris Moneymaker, Jim on ESPN Radio.